Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
only want to leave him to come to all of
Thank you. Mercy. I'm truly beginning to think that, man, we're one of the last bastions, at least here in America, of truth, man.
Yes.
This thing, all this damn devil stuff, and his religious spirits, man, it's just off of the proverbial chain.
Yeah.
Huh? Okay. It's just showing my image up here, but it's not converting to, there it is right there. All right. So, what down here?
Won't be till about 7:30 now.
Is it? Well, we close to Shabbat Shalom. Israel, we are glad to have each and every last one of you here tonight. You know the drill. Let's go ahead and get it going, get it done. Let me know how we're coming in. It's important to be heard. As a matter of fact, I would much rather be heard than seen. So you come by here. I remember I was on the International Swayway Radio and AM FM stations all across this country. You couldn't do nothing but hear. But you know, with this new technology we have today, man, how do we ever make it? How do we ever live? We got so used to it nowadays, can't function without it, can we? All right, so I'm coming in good. Glory to the King. Well, we have the definitely wonderful feast of unleavened bread, Passover, coming up here real soon. We're already sitting at about 950 people. It's always good to see the saints and to see that still, that there's somebody still hanging on. Made it through the dead season. If you made it through the dead season, you ought to give y'all a hand praise. You should.
Hey.
Because there's a lot of people been cut off. A lot of people been cut off. Cut off, fell out. A lot of people have chose to entertain Satan and serve him. Because, you know, if you're serving sin, you're serving Satan.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, a lot of people don't like this kind of straight talk that we talk today. Y'all getting this right?
Yes, sir.
And there's a lot of people out there hollering and screaming masculinity, but they cowards.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what no masculinity is. Huh? Masculinity, it first begins in Ecclesiastes 12:13.
Mm-hmm.
For let us in the conclusion of our own matter.
That's it.
Fear Yah. Mm-hmm. Keep his commandments. This is the whole duty of man. That's what masculinity is. Fearing the one who made
that's
you.
Good. Yep.
It's easy to serve Satan, but can you obey the one who created us all? So we have some people coming in a little bit early. Because no more letters are going to be accepted. Because my Isha, man, she be busy, man. I guarantee she probably put out 70 letters. There's that one company, you know, we was writing letters, and they actually called either the president or vice president down, had them to look at this letter, because, you know, we got nice, fine cotton stationery. You know, we don't have, our watermark is just not an imprint light in the background. It's actually in the paper. Y'all seen it?
Yes, it's up there.
Yeah, you know, you can see the shield. You put it up here. It's actually embedded in the paper. Mm-hmm. Ain't no print. It's very professional. A lot of people out there, they judge you based on your stationery and your writing skills.
Yes, sir.
And they were so impressed by this, man. They, just to let alone, they didn't even just give them no rebuttal. How good.
Great job. Authentic.
Yeah, very authentic. Had the ministry seal, the ministry information in there. I got to show y'all one of these. Hey, son, bring me one of those letters. No, that's the watermark, yeah. Bring me one of those letters. I got to let y'all see this, man. One of the feast days letters. Y'all ain't never seen no feast day letter like this. Never. We're very detailed. And not only that, we actually even use secular law. Their laws. We use their laws. We use Yah's law first, then we use their law. You got an example of that? Look at that thing right there. Boy, look at that thing right there. Let me pass that around. Check that out, man. Mm-hmm. For the most part, when people get that, they just look at that. Hey, okay, you off. You off.
Yeah.
Well, if they want to get in detail of it, you see on the second page, we quote that law, case law. You get biblical law first on the first page, and then you get worldly secular case law in there. Then we're, actually, we usually send them out with a seal, the ministry seal. I mean, out there, it's just professional. Huh? I want to say, first of all, man, we hope that our precious brother Steve is doing well up in Canada. Hope that you're healed up and doing well. We know you had a bout up there. But we also know, excuse me, that you got the victory.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You got the victory. Glory to the King.
Glory.
And, you know, it's a real true help. Anybody seen Monkey Bastard? Man, Monkey Bastard stay on my mind. Ain't nobody heard nothing? Man, we get some of these people that disappear. Man, I hope he ain't passed away on us. We didn't know. Anyway, somebody do a recon. Go on recon, find out what's going on with Monkey Bastard, all right? Sister Yakan. Yo, Connor. Shabbat Shalom, Pastor Dowling and our straightway family. Double honors and blessed and shepherd. House of Brother Jason. Glory to the King. Hallelujah. Bless you. Thank you for your support. And you know, where, especially, you know, I just finished my last so-called, you know, the weather rest vacation that y'all send me on. I do appreciate it. And thank you, Brother Richard. You just give it to me. And so what do you think? What y'all think?
That's pretty good.
Hmm? And I do appreciate y'all sending me on these little rest periods, because I promise you, I get rest. So you know, it's hard to believe. I can sleep 10 hours in a day, man. I hardly ever do that here. You know what I mean? Boy, I, man, get in bed by 7:30 and don't even look up. That's why when I get up, that's why I said, man, I got to do something. That's why I started making a lot of videos. Y'all see me? Y'all know I put out a lot of videos.
Yeah,
talking about stuff that we need to be extremely familiar with, because, you know, Yahshua said, if you love me, you feed my sheep.
Yeah.
And I just can't stop doing that. You know what I mean? We need to hear the word of truth.
Yeah.
All of the ministries, you know, the pastors and the elders and stuff, when they speak in this week, man, they come out with some good teachings.
Yes, sir.
Good teachings. Where is Carol or some, I don't know where it is. Where's my book? The book when I read about, you remember me reading the Jubilees about the Sabbath?
Yes, sir.
Now, believe me, I know what the scriptures say. I know what all says about the Sabbath, but, man, I'm going to tell y'all tonight exactly what's really truly going on. And I hope everybody gives me undivided attention, because when these things come upon, you know, I often mention it a lot in passing. But if we don't collaborate on the position, if we don't zero in on words and phrases, it'll go over our heads. And then when people start talking to us, mine is marked, but I can probably find it, though. Yeah, I can find it. But we get sometimes, we get so used to hearing certain phrases and things over and over and over again, and we believe that we really comprehend what's being said. And all the while, it's going over our forehead, going over our heads. And if we don't really, truly pay attention and position ourselves in our minds to pay attention, next thing you know, we're going to be in acceptance of anybody's, what you call, way of truth. Notice I said way of truth, or their way. Their ways of life right here. Now, I got a bunch of, I don't even know if I'm going to do this, man. I think I'll just do that in the video. I got a bunch of Biden notes in here with his reckless, impotent ass. I'm telling you, that's a sour ass, man. that's one. So I'll be glad when his ass decomposes. I'll leave it at that. Damn. Little girl sniffing niggas. You know it, damn wicked boy, huh? Woo! Damn wicked boy. So we have a lot of saints going to be arriving on the 31st. Of course, a lot of people, we know that the Passover, it starts on the world's Monday night. And a lot of people, when they come for the feast, people are just as excited as we are to be able to make it out of the dead season. Because I'm telling you, man, this will be one dead season I'll be glad to leave behind. I will be glad to leave behind. I promise you. Thank you, Brother George, for your offering. It is off of the proverbial chain. I don't believe a damn thing that the Biden administration say, because I ain't going to worry about it, because most of us don't have $250,000 in the bank anyway, so we good. But can you imagine, we've been hollering, a lot of people, man, that done suffered already. Old lady had $10 million in the bank, man. Now, if it wasn't for yelling, they'll get up there and line their ass off the Fed chair. And of course, they, you know what they're doing, they bailing in. How is it that the big banks, they call them too big to fail, how is it that the big banks and airline and everybody else get bailouts with the people? All we get is a chain around our damn neck. You better pay your bills, you deadbeat. You know what I mean? What? The hypocrites, boy. I just, man, anyway, I'm not going to get on this. Hey, I keep saying that, but I don't know which way it's going to go. But whatever way it goes, it'll go right. Anyway, I'll be riding in a real, I'll be driving a real NASCAR at Nashville Super Speedway the 23rd of April. And anybody tell me, they see me get on the racetrack, be it a Formula One car, a motorcycle, or even this, they'll tell you, I'll give it hell. I'll be moving. Because like when you see it go around the track and stuff, you know what I mean, you send them looking and stuff, you really truly don't get the impact of it unless there's a camera on board so you can really see how things are. You know what I mean? Or if you're sitting there in the pits and you see them cars on, but I think I got 36 laps. It's going to go fast, dude. It's going to go fast. I'm going to get it. We still have quite a few what we call new people coming in. And I'm going to say the same thing. I'm going to put this out here so everybody can hear this. Listen. If you are we'll start with the sisters. If you are a sister and you come to this ministry, the first thing you need to do is try more than anything to develop a relationship with your Savior. Yahshua, HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Forget about men. Forget about all your other distractions. You concentrate on building a solid relationship with him and him first. But there won't be no shortage of brothers salivating, trying to figure out who gonna be the next one to rush to put their dibs in for you. Now, the truth is, you probably ain't gonna get nobody to rush put no dibs in if you ugly as hell. You don't take care of yourself. You ain't gotta worry about it. Nobody's gonna ask about you if you don't take care of yourself. I'm serious. I don't want nobody to be under any illusion whatsoever at all. Y'all need to know this. And if you're not used to straight talk, I'm going to say something real good here, okay? We're not with this damn ecumenical movement today or this new age movement to where there's no absolutes. There's no absolute right. There's no absolute wrongs. We're just not here. We're called the straight way truth. And we're going to tell it like it is. And we can only hope that you have the spirituality to be able to handle the truth. Mm-hmm. If you don't, just practice and learn how to die and fall on the damn sword. So you get better. Because over here, you can put your feelings and emotions out on the table if there's a such thing. We'll show you exactly what we think about them. The book didn't say that man should live by feelings and emotions alone.
Go ahead.
The book said man should live by every word that proceed forth out of the mouth of Yahweh. And that's all it is to it. And we're going to cut straight to it. Get straight to it. Scriptures. I probably won't have time. You just put up mute. I'm going to eat that in breakfast in the morning, okay? Scriptures are written for you. Did y'all hear what I said? Are y'all, if y'all listening, type in 7. I want to make sure we got some active people in here tonight. Thanks, Brother Marion. Hallelujah. Double arms of y'all. Scriptures are written for you and not to you. And again, there is a difference in approach. Because I'm telling you today, unless y'all have set up shepherds, we would accept anything that comes down the pipe today. You got to have somebody that's crying from the rooftop.
Yes, sir.
Are y'all not amazed at all these people out here on these talk shows? They don't mind calling out the wickedness of secular government, politics, people who have alternative lifestyles in the world. But just don't do it for the people that's in the church.
Right.
It's like a hands-off attitude. You see what I mean?
Yes,
you talk about all them out there. But don't, wait a minute. We all about love. No, you don't. You don't even know what the hell love is.
Come on, Pastor.
Are y'all listening to me?
Yes, sir.
They'll get on here and talk about politics. They'll talk about the homosexuals.
Right.
No, wait a minute. They'll talk about ways that they don't like about. First, they'll talk about women who are Jezebel and women who step out on their husbands. And they'll talk about men and how they can't deal with these wicked wives and they can't deal with their wicked self. But then when it comes to the church or people inside the church is what they call use terms easy to be understood. All of a sudden, don't judge. Don't judge. And what's happening in this daytime and hour, and most people don't know how, and you know, how many times y'all ever heard me use the term this damn ecumenical movement? Y'all ever heard me use that before? I said that so many times over the years, I took a break from saying it. What is creeping in the hour that we're in right now, are New Age teachings. And so when you're watching T.D. Jakes, Joel Osteen, all these Christians, now, y'all give them a hell of a lot more attention, credence, and value than I do. Because I don't think any of them is worth shit. I don't. I take the line of Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Jesus was a revolutionary.
Yes, sir.
Jesus was an extremely masculine man.
Yes, sir.
And he carried on conversations
yes.
that will cause people to faint and lose heart today.
Yes.
And some of them are even written about in the book.
Yes, sir.
And they can't handle straight talk like that.
Yep.
That is the Hebrew. Let me see, we got you over here. Maurice, thank you, man, for your offering. Praise y'all for another Shabbat. You're right. That is the Hebrew. Hell of a dead season. But real Israel is still here. You got that right. Praise Yah. Romans 8:39. No height, no depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of Elohim, which is in Messiah Yeshua, our Master. You got that right.
Come on.
And see, that's the reason why I need to get out here and talk about this right now, because everybody's trying to not do anything to offend anyone. And they're calling every damn thing love, including loving the devil.
Ooh.
I mean, these people actually believe that damn Satan's going to be redeemed and saved in the end. And don't call it out. Don't talk about it. Don't, you know, anything that they perceive as judgment of someone, then we're not walking in the oneness of Yah. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
It's okay for you to call the people out in the world homosexuals. But you follow me. But don't call no effeminate man in the church a homosexual. Because I thought we all one. Bullshit.
Yes,
nuh-uh.
No, sir.
Bull to the ever-loving shit. As a matter of fact, judgment always starts with the assembly, the church first.
Yeah.
And then they go on and start telling you that if you judge somebody who is a false brother, a false teacher, a false prophet, a false pastor, a false sister, then you're not walking in love. All that is conjecture and opinion. That don't have a damn thing to do with what the word says. Open rebuke is better than secret love. Don't give me this, don't you judge stuff. They even think to the point that y'all's not even going to judge. When they say we're all one in Messiah, Christ Jesus, they're thinking, well, he done paid it all, so you don't have to judge him because he already took care of it. Then why did Yahshua give us all these warnings? Mm-hmm. This is called, when you ever drive down the road and you see these damn Star Davids, then you see the Islam crest and moon, you see the Christian cross, are you following me? You see all these occultic and New Age symbolism stuff. That's the ecumenical movement where they're trying to get everybody to one love. Yeah. One love. And so when you start talking like the way we talk over in Straightway, they automatically move you out of the equation and say that you ain't of Yah. And even when you quote the word of Yah, they say you're judging.
Yeah.
No, Prince, don't judge. What the hell? Go to Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 14. And I'm telling y'all, you watch these four-tongued serpents who try to do everything they can to not offend the devil in people. How the hell are you going to tell people the truth if you don't know what the devil looks like? Especially when the devil is in the pulpit.
Whoa.
Yah is going to judge.
Yep, sir.
Read it, teacher.
For Yah shall bring every work into judgment.
Ecclesiastes 12:14 going to bring how many works?
Every
work into what?
Into judgment.
Watch this.
With every secret thing.
And there's been a lot of people in this dead season thought that they could be able to go around and do a secret thing and it wasn't going to be discovered. Y'all got them for their card. Y'all pulled their card. Y'all pulled their card.
Yes,
he gonna bring every secret thing, whether it be good or evil.
Yes,
is that right?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes,
whether it be good or whether it be evil. Is that right?
Yes,
go to 1 Peter chapter 4. Verse 17.
Mm-hmm.
18 and 19. We're going to find out. See, what we're going to do, we're going to live by this word.
Hallelujah. Yes. I mean,
you want us to hold men's personage in admiration for an advantage in gain in order to have a relationship with you or something, as long as we don't so-called offend. We're going to go over what man talk alike and how they talk in Yahshua's day.
Yes.
Read, teach.
Well, the time is come.
The time is what?
Is come.
That means it's here right now.
Mm-hmm.
For the time is come. And it's here right now.
Yes, sir.
It's here right now.
Yes, sir.
If you're effeminate, you better believe on the straight way. We're going to call your ass effeminate.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to let you know. And we're doing that out of love so you can stop being that damn way.
Hallelujah.
But just because you have created Yah in your own damn image.
Mm-hmm.
And you are fashioned and formed Yah the way you think he ought to be in order to make you feel comfortable. That don't mean that's who he is.
Right.
And they want to stop the mouth of preaching because preaching brings conviction and nobody wants to be convicted today.
Yes.
If you can't be convicted, how in the hell can you turn from your wicked way?
Amen.
Conviction ain't condemnation.
Wow, come on.
The condemnation is because men love darkness rather than light.
Come on.
Why? Because you love the evil that you're doing.
Come on.
How do y'all show for it? And this is the conviction. Light has come into the world. And men love darkness rather than light.
Come on, Pastor.
And I'll be damned if you're going to get up over here agreeing with you in your darkness, your compromising-ass ways, your new age philosophies, and love everybody, including the devil, but hate anybody that judges you. Shut up. Come on, read on, teacher.
Well, the time has come.
Time is what?
It's gone.
Read on.
That judgment.
Judgment is on what?
Must begin.
Where it gonna be at?
At the house of Yah.
It starts right here with us.
Yeah.
Why you think a lot of people, when they get judged, they kick the traces?
Mm.
Don't the book teach us that a righteous man loves
judgment?
Wow.
Come on.
Don't it teach us that the wicked flee?
Mm-hmm.
When no man pursues but the righteous are as bold as a lion?
Yes, yes, sir.
See, when you're entertaining sin, the last thing you want is somebody to point it out.
I mean,
when you're in a condition of state, you want everybody to be at peace in your sin.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you know you're wrong in it. You can't be bold as an Israelite and live righteous if you're running dirty.
Come on, Pastor, come on.
If you entertain this sin in your life, you can't talk the way I talk.
No.
You can't shop the way that I shop.
No.
You can't speak the way that I speak unapologetically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And people want you to hold their personage, their feelings and emotions, take account of them. And then if you could just take account of them, then you won't talk the way you talk. Let me tell you something. When you stand on his word, 10 toes down, flat-footed, and you stand bold, you can be sure that that person ain't walking in sin.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got a conscience.
Yeah.
That if you off, your own conscience will condemn your ass. And most people don't know how to discern people when they have changed from the way that they should be.
Mm.
You watch brothers. Brothers used to be so full of joy and cheers. All of a sudden, they become silent. They become you. All of a sudden, you know, these brothers, you knew them. They were happy and full of joy, full of peace and stuff. And then all of a sudden, they quiet.
Yep, yep.
They walk around in condemnation. They walk around in a long face. You follow me? They don't have that same fire and that same zeal. They don't have it anymore.
That's true.
Mm. They can hear you talking about something wicked, but they got nothing to say. Because your own heart condemns you. Y'all know I'm telling the truth.
Oh, nothing but.
You know I'm telling the truth.
I don't.
They get real mute on you. That chat room ain't moving fast tonight, boy. I guess I should have stuck with the introductions because the offer's going to stop, too. What we have, 1 Peter 4? 17. Start again so we don't lose it. I'm going to try my best to not interject. But I'd be glad if you do start reading, teacher. You can read 17, 18, 19.
Well, the time has come.
Yeah.
The judgment must begin at the house of Yah.
Mm-hmm.
And if it first began at us, which shall be the end of them that obey not the gospel.
No, hold on. I didn't make it. I didn't make it. Sure. I didn't make it. But if it shall begin with us, what's going to happen to all the people that don't even get judged? You see, now you begin to understand the saying of Yahshua when he spoke in Matthew 19. At the end of it, he said, the first shall be last, and the last shall be first.
Yeah.
Some man's sins go before them. Some man's sins come after. I want everything coming before me. I want nothing coming out of me.
Yes, sir.
I want it before me because I want the blood.
That's it. All
covered. Yeah. I want to be covered.
Yes, sir. That's all.
By the blood.
Yes, sir.
Come on. And if I got to be mad and angry at sin every damn day to keep my ass straight, I'm doing it.
Hallelujah.
Yes. I'm doing it.
Come on.
Putting no gag order on me.
Hallelujah. Come on,
sir. Oh, hallelujah. You see what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
And what is this shit when you ain't tolerating sin? Everybody thinking, you judge. You wicked ass. That's what I'm telling y'all. Listen.
Come on.
This is new age philosophy.
Come on.
This is new age theology.
Yes, sir.
It's done crept in to a lot of y'all soft minds and people.
Yep.
I didn't make it, T-Sar, man. I apologize. If judgment first started us, what's going to happen to everybody else?
It shall be the end of them that obey not the gospel of Yah.
Come on.
And if the righteous scarcely be saved.
No, wait. No, we're going to go walking on in hand in hand.
Scarcely.
Huh?
Scarcely.
Boy.
Jesus.
No, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all don't understand that, I know you understand this statement. We're barely going to make it in by the chinny chin chin.
Scarcely.
Is that if the righteous gone? What?
Scarcely
be what?
Wow.
And you people out here living like that, you just going to go walk right on into his feet? You out of your damn mind.
Ooh, Jesus.
return.
No, I'm gonna stay the way I am.
Yes.
Because it's done kept me saved all these years.
Yeah,
I am. Yeah, I am.
Man.
Y'all seen that video where I talk about a woman that dishonored her husband in her pride? Shall be counted as a dog? Man, I do pray for y'all women, I do. Y'all gotta stop being masculine.
Yes.
Y'all gotta stop this masculine shit, because it ain't gonna, I'm telling you, it's gonna send y'all straight to the pit. Stop with the masculine spirit. You are a woman.
Yes.
You are not a man. I know the confusion is real today.
Yes.
You see some of these soft men, it's confusion, man. It is utter confusion. Man, we're in the airport, right? And I watch this guy because he's very attentive. I watch, he'll look at something, and it don't look right, he'll look, and he'll look at me. I go, that's right, son. I don't know what he got going on in his head, but he can tell it ain't right.
Hallelujah.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
You finished yet, teacher? What's taking so long? Go ahead.
And if the righteous scarcely be saved,
ooh,
where shall the ungodly and sinner appear?
In hell. In the pit. Reserved for the one while you the one who you serve while on earth.
Yes, sir.
You know, it's bad that we can see blatant sin today and can't get mad at it.
Mm.
Hmm? Man, I got a video. I'm going to upload it on Patreon. And I actually got to upload it by Vimeo, because if I put it on, if I upload it by YouTube, they're gonna probably take my channel down. I'm serious. And you know what the subject matter of it is? They got this nice, sweet, kind, over-feminized on steroids, soft voice twisting male, playing games with the children at the swim pool. Homosexual. And I'm doing a video and adding commentary to this wife going home. And you can only imagine what that commentary is. And I said, then all of a sudden a man walks up, I said, well, we see all the women, they're all in. Can you imagine what's going to happen to your children out there when they have this soft, sweet, and feminine male who's more feminine than a woman, twisting harder than a woman, they up here playing games with your children, touching them, saying, come on, y'all come on, y'all come on. And the women like, oh, look at it. My man come out. I was like, okay, let's see what happened when this man walked. The man walked up, right? He said something to her, and he agreed. I said, oh, hell. I said, you know what, Father? Thank you for homeschool.
Yeah,
thank you for living in Santa Paul. Cause
yeah.
I be damned,
boy.
If I'm not,
hell no.
None of our children, none of them, is going to be subject to that kind of crap.
Hallelujah.
And it's worldwide acceptance.
Mm. World, yeah.
Ooh, hey. Mm. I'm going to try to make sure I get that video up. Because it is, and mind you, when you go to these schools, these public schools, guess who's teaching them children? And some of you out there who are new to the ministry that ain't really truly connected, you got one foot in, one foot out, you are sending your children to that same damn school system, and they're getting affected. And we have got to sit here and actually be honest. We have got to watch you, and we have to watch your children.
I mean,
because your children are gonna want to play with our children, and we call our children.
Come on.
Is he gonna get a case of ass and man up? Cause no, you can't. No, no, can't play. Can't.
Truth.
Hallelujah. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. See, this is something they don't want you to talk about. Just go along, get up. No, we ain't going along to get on the damn thing. We going along with righteousness.
Hallelujah.
Our children is not growing up in a state of confusion.
Hallelujah.
I don't never correct any of our children. And when we're out and they see something that's an abomination, go ahead and talk. We did.
You got that right.
Say it again. Shout.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Shoot, I have to turn around and take my rucksack, my bag, say, here, hold this. Hold my backpack while I do a dance. See, we're excited about righteousness.
That's right.
Even when it comes from our children,
yes, sir.
They call out wickedness because they just call it out.
Come on.
Y'all say you're rooting the wicked every day.
Every day.
And we're trying, these people are trying to get us to be acceptance of their New Age movement.
Mm-hmm.
Have we finished 1 Peter 4 yet?
Yes.
We ain't. All right, come on, teacher.
Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God.
No, no, no. We have joy all day long.
Suffer.
We at peace.
Suffer.
Everybody just leaves us alone.
Suffer.
Man, every day is just like being at Disneyland.
Suffer.
No. Let them do what?
Suffer.
Why do you think people hate me? Tell a man that lives life in such a manner, I don't owe nobody no answers. And I'm going to quote you. I'm going to give y'all my famous quotes again. Y'all ready?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If a lion pay attention to every dog that barks, if he turned his head at every dog that barks, would not everybody in the jungle laugh at him?
On the list. Yep.
Now.
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
You know how many dogs out here barking?
Come on, Chef.
Ah!
Come on.
King of the jungle?
Yes, sir. Come on.
Man, an elephant is big.
Yeah.
But he ain't the king of the jungle.
No.
Hey!
Come on.
Hey!
Hallelujah.
This is some good words.
Yes, sir.
Lions do not concern themselves with the opinions of dogs.
Man.
I know I'm living righteous.
Yes, sir.
I know I'm living righteous. You may not like it, but they got a damn thing to do with it. You notice now. You know what? Now you notice. I had a $10,000 challenge out against with biblical marriage. All these people love getting out there on their little sour ass Christian channels, giving their opinion about polygamy or polygyny. But they ain't none of them got the damn chutzpah, the balls, to get out here and let's get out here in front and open in front of every damn body and have a good civil debate. Right. Professor, they don't want to do that. They want to just sit there in the corner.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. See, in Jesus' day,
come on, man.
That man, Christ Jesus, that man, Christ Jesus, that revolutionary,
yes, sir. Come on.
He confronted evil.
That's it?
Mm,
come on.
He confronted the false authority of the day called the Sanhedrin on the scribes and Pharisees.
Yeah.
He didn't run from no fight, no battle.
Face to face.
He didn't even have a fight with the governor. Hey, these people say that you're the son of God. Who do you say I am? What do you say?
Mm-hmm.
So you say,
mm-hmm.
I am. You get it? They don't get. We're gonna get there. We got to get there.
Yes, sir.
Whenever teacher finishes, 1 Peter 4, 17 through 19, we're gonna get there.
Yes, sir.
Read teachers.
Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of Yah commit the keeping of their soul.
Y'all hearing this, though?
Yes, sir.
You do what with it?
Commit.
You commit the keeping of your soul to what?
To him in well-doing. As unto a faithful creator.
Y'all getting this right?
Yes, sir.
Y'all getting this right?
Yes, sir.
You can't tap dance around this. You cannot.
Thank you, bro.
You can't sit up here. You can't sit up here and think you're going to go along and get along and be tap dancing with these damn so-called fake masculine people. Mm-hmm. Who they're trying to disarm you and your spirit behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
They want to act like they're masculine out in front of every damn body else, but they ain't got a lick of damn masculinity on their ass at all. You hear me? And you start talking like a man. Man. Anyway. Anyway. Y'all hear what I'm saying, though, right?
Yes, sir.
Matter of fact, let me pull this up real quick. We're going to show y'all the man, Christ Jesus. We're going to John chapter 8. Ooh-wee! Now, if you ain't ready for this, you better go turn the dial right now. And by the way, Pastor Muir had a short segment on an interview with Jason Whitlock today. And it should be aired tonight. And if it's aired tonight, it should be about a 10 or 15 minute segment where he commented, right? If it's going to be aired tonight, then the next, you know how they normally do things. They'll bring in one of their gurus to actually critique his answers.
Right.
And then you know what's coming behind that.
Yeah.
Straight weight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Straight weight.
Yes, sir.
And I'll say the same thing. You better be sure that the way you see us behind this camera, we're going to be the same way in front of your face.
I mean, yeah.
Don't change for shit.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you straight up.
Yes, sir.
Man. You know, it's one thing about the ministry of straightway. It actually inspires men to love being manly.
That's true.
Yeah! Hey, yeah! Come on! Yep.
We're going to start in verse 31, teacher.
Hey.
Now, we're going to show y'all what a man is. Because we don't want y'all to be in a state of confusion because y'all are not the author of confusion. But we're going to show y'all what a man. And what better man to show you what a man is in lifestyle and in speech than Yahshua himself.
Yes, sir.
John 8, start at verse 31. Come on with it, teach. Look what he says.
Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him.
All right. Mm.
You continue in my word.
No, it's based on condition.
Yes.
If you continue in my word, that's a condition.
Mm-hmm.
Then are you what?
Then are you my taught ones indeed.
Read.
And you shall know the truth.
You hear that?
And the truth shall make you free.
See, in this new world order, you got your truth, you got your truth. And they got their truth, and they got their truth. Can't we just all get along? Hell no! They number one truth.
I mean, come on.
Thy word, come on.
Read.
They answered him. We be Abraham's seed.
Okay.
And we're never in bondage to any man.
Now, these some lying-ass people right here. Y'all know I bring this out right here. Ever since Israel has been in its inception, we've been in bondage. Mm-hmm. Who in the hell are these damn people? Huh? You talking about you, Abraham, see, you never been in bondage to any man? Something wrong. Something, I'm going to tell you what it is. These are converts that have taken the lead where we've been scattered in a disorder.
Come on, shepherd.
Somebody needs to say it.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah.
And he didn't deny it because if you're converted, he didn't deny it.
Yeah.
If you accept the truth that he's teaching.
Yes, sir.
But he's seen this in Abraham, see, yeah, Israel is intermingled and mixed. And put his damn seed in many waters. Mm-hmm. You can't deny that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't deny it. And Yahshua don't even look and see. Yep. Got seed in Israel of him. That don't mean you following Israel.
Come on.
Read.
How says you shall be made free?
Jesus answered them, verily,
prosperity. I say unto you.
Now see, now watch. He's strategically getting ready to start a fight. No, for real. He's getting ready to start a verbal combat. You watch it. Look what he says.
Whosoever commits sin
is a what?
Is the servant of sin.
Okay. Y'all hear what he says?
Yes, sir.
Read.
And the servant abides not in the house forever, but the son abides forever. If the son therefore shall make you free,
come on,
you shall be free indeed.
Now what's the subject matter? If he says the son will make you free, shall be free indeed. Free of what? Free of sin. He's being definitive right here, showing you exactly what the subject matter is, and he's telling you, you people are the servant of damn sin.
Yes,
but if you want deliverance, if you want salvation, if the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be
free indeed.
These damn prideful-ass people ain't about to submit to that. They have their own ideals. But watch it. It's getting ready to get intense here. No, it's getting ready to get seriously intense here. Read on.
I know that you are Abraham's seed.
He didn't deny that. But look what he said right here.
But you seek to kill me.
Wait a minute. You seek to do what?
Kill me.
And they didn't think, now wait a minute. How many times before he made this statement that they tried to kill him? He would heal the people,
right,
and you want to throw them over the damn mountain. He would heal. He would have to transform himself just to get out of there and leave. For good work, we're going to stone you, but because you make yourself to be Yahweh, we're going to stone you. But they were ready to put him to death.
Yep.
Every time you turn around.
Yes,
and he still, what he's basically telling them, you say you're Abraham's seed, right? But you got murder in your heart. Why? Because what?
Because my word.
Who what?
My word.
Who what?
My word.
And the word became. Because what?
My word.
In the beginning was a
word.
You say, don't you mean that? See, most people, I'll tell you, the problem with people, they go too fast. They don't meditate on these things. No, they don't.
Come on.
He said, my word have no what?
Because my word has no place in you.
Read on.
I speak that which I have seen with my Father.
Okay, now.
And you do that which you have seen with your Father.
He's making a distinction now.
Yes, sir.
He's making a distinction. Y'all is, right? Because
yep.
Joshua had already said, I don't do anything except the Father tells me.
Right.
Whatever the Father tells me to speak, I speak. Whatever he tells me to do, I do. But your Father, mind you, didn't deny that it was Abraham's seed.
Right. True.
Didn't deny that it was Israel.
Right.
Right, follow me?
Mm-hmm.
They're right here. Y'all hear this?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all hear it? These are people that are allegedly with you.
Come on.
And Yahshua said, my Father, and you have seen your Father. Come on.
They answered and said unto him.
Now, no, they answered.
Yeah.
The scribes did. The Pharisees did. Read on.
Abraham is our father.
Who is your father?
Abraham.
He said, Abraham, come on.
Jesus said unto them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham.
Okay. No, notice. Works.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you'll be just like him. That's the father of faith.
Yes, sir.
He knows what the works of Abraham is. Read on.
But now you seek to kill me.
Again, you got murder in your heart. And we keep telling them, you got murder in your heart. You want to kill me. Read on.
Amen. That has told you the truth.
What happens every time we tell the truth? People want to what? Character assassinate?
Yeah.
Don't they?
Yeah.
They want to disparage?
Yeah.
Don't us?
Yes, sir.
No, yeah, they do. They want to impugn our character.
Yes, sir.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. They want to raise up false witnesses like a damn soft-ass Pastor Anthony over there on a Jason Whitlock show. You hear me? That other soft guy that misrepresented, didn't address anything that we said. Gave all feelings and emotions, no scripture, no nothing. All emotions, all feelings. With their soft asses.
Yes,
with their feminine asses. Yes, they did.
Yes,
that's all they need. Yeah. I just want to have a conversation. Nigga, you can't handle my conversation.
Oh, hallelujah.
And you know you don't want to have no conversation. Give me a time and place.
Right.
I'll give you a conversation. And you know damn well, he already said that he don't like your rules. He ain't have no conversation with him. They don't want to have no real dialogue, no real talk. I'll come to your church on Sunday morning and have a conversation with you. I'll be there with bells on. No, please don't show up. Matter of fact, I may check y'all out one Sunday morning, disrupt the whole service just by my presence.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to bring half Israel with me, too.
Yeah.
Guarantee they call the police on. Where you want to bet?
Oh, yeah.
One bet you want to call a cop on. You want to bet?
I agree.
You want to test that boast?
I agree.
See, this is masculine.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Because somebody falls, somebody lying their ass off. But watch it. And this ain't, oh, read on. Watch this. Back to Yahshua.
But now you seek to kill me.
What verse are you in? Verse 40?
40.
All right.
A man that has told you the truth, which I have heard of Yah.
Come out.
This did not Abraham.
Well, wait a minute. You see what's happening, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, these scribes and Pharisees are not like these stupid-ass people today, these brutish-ass people today. These scribes and Pharisees, when he spoke, they knew what he was saying. They knew what he was saying. Listen to what he just got finished saying right here. He said, I'm a man that has told you the truth, which I heard of Elohim. Abraham didn't hear this. He's already putting himself before Abraham. He's already putting himself in speech before Abraham. You see that?
Yes, sir.
A man which have told you the truth, which I heard of Elohim. This did not Abraham. Read.
You do the deeds of your father.
Listen. If we were serving the same father,
right.
Come on. He wouldn't make a separation.
Yes,
there's something going on here.
Yes, sir.
Notice, it keep going back to their deeds. See, these people, they act like they love everybody, but they don't love us. I'm telling these secular-ass people out in this world, they don't love us.
No hell.
A man that love you enough to tell you the truth, they don't.
Right.
They sit back in their little sealed halls and closets and their little private conversations. You don't love me. You hear what I mean? If you would love me, if you love me, Father, you would love me because you know I'm telling the truth. But you can't because you know you got something loose. How is it? I was thinking about that this week, too. I go, wait a minute. I am a man in this generation. Y'all know how to use me as an example, right? I'm literally a man in this generation that have followed the commands of Jesus. He said, forsake all, or forsake all.
Yes, sir.
They trying to get me to break the Sabbath, kiss my ass. Y'all heard what Ranger said. Y'all don't get what this man just got finished doing right here, man. He could have been in Leavenworth right now in prison. Y'all get this?
Yes, sir.
I ain't doing it. I'm standing on the grass on the carpet up there, man, and I'm ripping this chaplain apart with my little knowledge. This pussy got lettuce. Tearing him up. in front of battalion commanders. There had to be the Holy Spirit moved on and said, you know what, we're just going to let Staff Sergeant Dow go. He's only going to be here for a little while. Just let him do his time and just, hey. See, now, then we talked about people who have conviction.
Yes.
A lot of people don't have conviction. You don't know if your conviction is true unless it's tested.
I mean, yeah. Truth.
Sir. Most people at the first sign of pressure, yeah. Cave!
Mm-hmm. I mean,
yes, sir.
You better believe it.
Yep.
Fold like a deck of cards.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they do.
Yep.
Look how many people faded and folded at the jab.
Come on.
Yep. Who's on the right side of history now?
Come on.
All praise to the Most High.
All praise to the Most High.
Yeah. Yeah. Test run. Told you the test run.
Yep. Yeah.
We're going to find out who's standing. We stand. We stand. We stand in.
Lord.
You know how many people really gave? Geno Dennis came.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. He made up excuse for it, too.
I've got to travel and preach the word of God. But damn, I'm traveling. I'm traveling my ass over. I didn't cave.
Yep.
I've been all over the damn place.
True.
During COVID. What verse we in?
41.
Read.
You do the deeds of your father.
This is the day to him.
What did he say?
We be not born of fornication.
Yeah, y'all see what he's doing right now, right? Mm-hmm. Y'all see what he's doing right now, right? Huh? He's basically trying to say he was a bastard.
Right. Yes, sir.
Born out of wedlock. How did they get that information? When the Holy Spirit overshadowed Miriam. Y'all call her Mary. And then he turned around and go to yourself. You call him Joseph. And he clearly told, listen, she telling you the truth. That which has come up on her is of the Holy Spirit. Then people today use logic and reasoning.
Ain't no woman gonna sit there and conceive.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. That's what they said, isn't it?
Yeah.
Joseph even believed that. You got a virgin that you get ready to get married to. A virgin. And she comes to you, baby, I'm pregnant.
Come on.
You Pat. What?
Bring it to reality. Come on.
Oh, you already.
Come on. Come
you,
on.
You got the pen in hand. You better send you on your way.
Come on. Come on.
The angel of the Most High God said, fear not.
Yep.
To take Mary unto you as your wife. But that which is in her, come over her, is of the Holy Spirit. He had to hear women.
Huh?
I'm telling you something. He had to hear from the messenger of Yah.
Yes.
That's how you know that that man was a patriarch. He wasn't going to hear from her. A woman to tell you any damn thing.
Come on.
Wow.
You had to hear from Yah.
Had to hear from Yah. Come on.
So, the Most High can overshadow Mary, and most people got a problem believing that, but you ain't got a problem believing Genesis 6. Stop that whole read Genesis 6, verse 1 and 2. Uh-oh. Y'all know they're going to do everything they can to silence our voice. Because this soft-ass word, he can't have no, they don't want no disagreement.
Right.
You serve God your way. I serve him my way. It, whatever you got, it's okay. That's the way you see it. Bullshit.
Right.
Yes. Y'all ain't with that. Read Genesis 6, verse 1. Read.
And it came to be,
mm-hmm.
when men began to increase on the face of the earth.
Come on.
And daughters were born to them.
Whoa. Come on.
That the sons of Elohim saw the daughters of men.
Uh-huh.
That
they were good.
Oh, oh, okay. So the sons of Elohim could appropriate with dogs and stuff, but the angel of the Most High Yah could. He can't perform a miracle. You're going to put chains on the Most High Yah. The one who is everywhere at all times. The one who created heaven and earth and had every and had his people already ordained to keep the Sabbath before it even came. Not only chains there is changes on your mind. And the lies that people have sold to you. But you believe this though. But you can't believe that the Most High Yah has a vessel already ordained.
Already ordained. Come on, Pastor. That's very
good. You people out of your damn mind. Be out of your mind. He had to do it himself with Miriam.
Yes,
you know the reason why?
Come on, come on.
Because there had to be a seed of no sin.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Had to do it. Now let's go back over here to John 8.
Come on, Chef.
See, this spirit is something else, man. This spirit is trying to lull everybody to sleep and get you right on in to this secular ecumenical movement to where you don't say nothing disparaging about me. And who determines what's disparaging? Since when did truth become disparaging? You don't say nothing contentious. The way you know you're going to stir my feelings and emotions. Well, we might as well not even speak then, huh? See, reason why most of y'all set us apart?
Man, come on.
These people can't even do our languages, man.
Wow. No,
they can't do it. Watch it. Read on, Teach. What we at? What verse we at?
41.
41. Come on, Teach.
We be not born of whoredoms. We have one Father, even Yah.
All right, so, and what did he say?
Jesus said unto them, If Yah were your father.
Okay, key word. If he were your father. If he
were.
Y'all see the reason why we take this slow? If he
were
your father. If he
were
your father. You would do what?
You would love me.
But these people don't love me. All they want to be in top. Love, 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 love. All we need is love. Love, 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 love. Read on, Steve.
Well, I proceed forth and came from Yah. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me.
Sent. Now, they couldn't condemn a damn thing that Jesus done. Mm-hmm. He healed the sick. They couldn't.
Oh.
He cast out devils. They couldn't.
Oh, yeah.
He's doing miracles. They couldn't. He's doing signs and wonders. They couldn't.
Yep.
He actually has the Father to substantiate and back up everything that he is, and they got a damn thing they can do but just speech.
Yep. Come on.
Now y'all see the reason why we talk like we do? Some of y'all damn preachers come and test our boast. Come and test the boast over here with Pastor Dow. And then let's compare it with your ass. Let's see what you got. You say he's your father. I'm saying he's my father.
Yeah, yeah.
What the hell have you done in his name?
Yeah.
To substantiate that you are his son.
Come on.
I ain't got to go back 20 years. I ain't go back within the last 6 months.
Hallelujah.
See what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
These are sons of Elohim.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm doing is following the... in the same vein as my master?
Come on.
Works I do, you shall do.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Y'all know I'm saying flat footed straight up.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah.
Read on, Teach.
Why do you not understand my speech?
Uh-oh.
Even because you cannot hear my words?
Wait. Yahshua is saying, why is it that y'all can't understand the way I talk? I know what it is. Even because you cannot hear my
words.
voice. Say it again, McNabb. You can't hear my, you cannot hear my voice. My sheep,
yeah.
They know my voice. Mm-hmm. You can't even understand what is the problem. What is the block? The reason why you cannot understand my speech. What the hell am I saying wrong? Not just the same one to call a woman a dog.
Yep.
Same one that told Judas been better if he had never been born.
Mm.
Mm. Yes, a man. Christ Jesus. Why is it you cannot understand my speech? Is it because you cannot hear my word? Now watch what he's getting ready to do. Mind you, look, the setting is you got Jesus sitting right here, and you got these Pharisees all right here, and you got all these people around looking at this tennis match. They're going back and forth. Got all these people gathered around, because everywhere he went, he gathered a crowd. I'm telling you, they're sitting there watching this. Remember, because in the book, the Pharisees even said, we ain't going to touch him now, because the people favor him.
Yes, sir.
Remember that?
Yeah.
It's all in there.
Wow.
But you're too busy listening to these false teachers preaching to you fairy tales and lies because it damn sounds good. And you get some damn fuzzy feeling into your damn heart, your wicked-ass heart, and you think you haven't met God. The first fuzzy feeling you get when you meet God is pain.
True.
Somebody better tell it.
Outrageous
pain.
Yes.
True. Because you realize your condition, you've been separated.
Hey, come on.
From the Holy One of God.
Yes.
All your life.
Yes.
And it's painful.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Painful to know that you've been opposed to him all your life.
Yes,
you don't get no joy in him until after you repent. Meet the conditions. And then you have to ask him, definitely beg him to fill you with the Holy Spirit.
Yes. Come on.
Yep. And when he comes in and fill you, then joy.
Yes.
Yes.
Come on.
Why you ain't never been born again?
That
we've been endured for a night.
Come on,
joy. Come in the morning.
That
morning was is when the scales of darkness fell off your
Come on.
When the light of His word shines into your heart.
Come on,
wonders.
Yeah.
Don't give me that. I have been through the real truth, born again experience.
Hallelujah.
And you must be
born again.
What the hell? You go to church, repeat after me.
Oh,
even in the natural, with somebody coming to this earth, it's pain. Let's prevail.
Yeah.
And you go.
Yeah.
You want a damn epidural, two or three of them.
Come on.
What the hell about you, man?
Come on.
Why is it that you cannot understand my speech?
Mm-hmm.
It's because you cannot hear the word of God that I'm preaching. I'm preaching Jesus.
Yes.
The real Jesus.
Golly.
And then the Father has brought all these helpers. One of them right there. Right there. Been enduring in this vineyard. Been labored in this vineyard.
Yes, sir.
Now think about it. If Yahshua said, they in this vineyard, they've been dressing the vines. Making sure that the grapes is ripe.
Yeah.
So we can drink it new with him in the kingdom.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. They don't get it, man. Yeah. Helping me to make sure that we remind people that what Yahshua said, unless you eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, you ain't got no part with me.
Come on.
Man. See, we don't talk like him. Now, go back and look at this video. Forget about all the ands, the deeds, the does, and stuff you don't like, and see how much word has been laced in all of this. You ain't gonna know unless you know the word.
Yes, sir.
Yep. You ain't gonna know unless you know the word. By their fruit, you won't know. Well, I passed out your fruit pretty bitter good. It becomes sweet, though, don't it?
Mm-hmm.
Every bitter thing becomes sweet, don't it? Don't it? Don't it?
Look at him.
Anyway. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Oh, hallelujah. Yahshua said, you can't understand what I'm saying because you cannot hear my logos. You cannot hear my word. Read on.
You. Of your father and the devil.
Now what you gonna do now? What you gonna do now? Here's Jesus.
Yep.
Y'all people get mad at me because when I call these religious hoaxes devils, liars, evil beasts, slow business, you get mad at me?
Yep.
All I'm doing is I'm telling y'all they're falling on the same thing in his head.
Wow.
Real. See, so he ain't weak like y'all think he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a fight. You gonna call him a devil? You gonna call the leader of Israel?
Ooh, come on, yeah.
A devil.
Yeah.
Who had much influence over the people in that day? You gonna call them devils? Ooh. They call everybody unapologetically. Come on, Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Read.
You're your father, the devil, and the lust of your father, you would do. He was a murderer.
See, I told you murder. See, I told you murder. I told you murder. He was telling him all the time. Twice he told him. You want to kill, you want to kill, you want to kill. He brought it out.
Man, he bring it out.
You can't help but to love. Man!
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. He was a murderer. Look at this. From the what?
From the beginning.
He was a murderer from the beginning and did what?
And abode not in the truth.
Read.
Because there is no truth in him.
There's no what in him?
No truth.
Come on.
When he speaks a lie,
come on.
He speaks of his own. For he is a liar.
And the what?
And the father.
Oh, you know what he's doing? He's associating the father a lot with these damn religious liars.
Yes, sir.
Huh? Mm. Yes. I'm not deceived by your good words and fair speech. I'm not deceived by your little soft punk ass demeanor.
Oh.
You know, they all like this. They all do this. Open your my biggest golf ball, damn it. Open your damn eyes so I can see what's in your window. Don't sit there trying to hide.
Come on,
with nasty.
Come on, Jeff. Yeah.
Come on, Chef.
And they think this behavior right is something new. How the hell do y'all think Moses behaves? Or Gideon?
Samuel.
Come on. What kind of men y'all think y'all fool around with when in Israel? Look at Simon Kepler.
Yeah.
Come on, you think you come in this garden? Ha! You damn mouth. Oh, no, we ain't rolling with that.
Yeah.
And notice, Jesus didn't tell him, you register your sword, you turn it in to the civil authorities. He don't, not right now, just put it back up.
Yes.
Time and place for that, but right now, put that back up. Mind you, this is the one who said he's a man of war.
Yes. Right.
Yep. This is the one who already done killed a lot of people on earth.
Yes, sir.
No, Jesus ain't never killed nobody. You don't know who he is. You don't know who he is. You don't know who he is. How many people did God command Israel to kill? And he said, don't worry about it. Fear not, I'm with you.
Yeah.
You don't know. You don't know this mighty one.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
The beginning of wisdom is fearing him.
Mm-hmm.
Fearing him enough to obey him.
Yes,
that's why I said, fear God, keep his commandments.
Yes, sir.
Guard his commandments. It's your whole duty.
Yes.
You ain't got, no, you ain't got a damn 9-to-5 job. You got to build a damn house and a garden. You got to set up his will and everything to build a damn nest for your wicked ass family. Your whole purpose in existence is life.
Come on, Jeff.
The whole thing. Is that and that alone.
That alone. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Setting up their roots on their place gonna be destroyed by fire.
Come on,
yeah,
come
wow,
on.
That's why this ministry is full of men.
Yes, sir.
That's why the men outnumber women 70% to 30%.
Yeah.
Because men understand. Men, they hear this, they go to Christian church, they go, man, I'm going back to the damn street, but they come in here, hear a man, they hear a man, they get around me, and they go,
yep.
Oh, this is the place for me right here, right here. This is the place for me right here. This is it. They ain't just talking shit, they living it.
Yeah.
They believe it.
That's it. Indeed.
Man. And then all the women that God's ordained to eternal life, they be like, I'm so glad to be over here. I'm protected.
Beautiful.
I am. I'm able to perform my role around these men. I can do my role.
Mm-hmm.
See, over here, you ain't got to worry about none of the men here trying to talk or get next to your wife because it's damn nuts to be hanging up on that damn target.
I mean,
and that back corner is holding my fire.
I mean,
that shit ain't happening.
Hell no.
Well, why do y'all always have the men up front and women in back? Y'all so damn stupid today. Y'all that damn dumb. Could you imagine if you put all those sisters up front and we in the back, who going to praise y'all?
Nope.
Who going to praise y'all with all that ass swelling around all over the damn
Nope.
They don't need to try to dress shit up.
Really?
Fact.
Come on.
We never... Teacher, my life, we never commanded that, did we? It just happened like that, didn't it? We never commanded men and women to separate. It just happened like that.
Praise God.
Yeah, yeah.
Praise God. Order.
I can't be sitting there praising God and all these titties and ass swinging all over there.
That's real talk. That's real talk. Real talk.
I'm sorry. I'm a man. Keep your ass in the back.
I mean,
and they glad to be back there.
Yep. Yes. Praise God.
And even people even get upset at this. You know why? Because y'all used to these damn Rex Humbards and these damn Billy Grahams and these soft-spoken ass, what y'all call men, males.
Yes.
Let us turn today in our text to the book of Psalms, 144. And let's hear the word of the Lord. And you sitting up in there. If a man goes to something like his life. I remember when I was in military and Mother Carol would have us. She was Sister Carol then. She wasn't even sister. She was just Carol. And I'm just a damn flat out heathen. She'd have us get dressed up. We go to church on Easter, and I would listen to this damn chaplain up there preaching. I'm like, I'm going, even back then, he was suspect.
Mm.
All I did was just put on some damn clothes. No, good and damn well, I ain't coming back to this damn place no more. I damn sure ain't coming. But with that shit I heard, hell no. He coming back.
Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
If y'all men understand what I'm talking about, type in 10.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Man, hallelujah.
That damn fairy tale of a rabbit laying egg ain't never moved me. Hey, y'all can have all y'all want, man. Listen, when I came to Messiah, I didn't have it all together.
Mm-hmm.
And I got some news for you. I still ain't got it all together. And I've been running for Jesus for a long time. As the old saying goes, I still ain't tired. I'm going to stay on this path right here. It's the only course I see.
That's it.
It's the only course I see. It's the only. Teach what's on the course. You see any other course?
I don't.
You've been running with them just like me all along. You see any other course?
No, I'm in the straight.
Let me tell y'all something. If we would have discovered any other course, I promise you, I'm on that course. I promise you I'm on that course. When I had that experience of the Holy Spirit, that was over. It was game over for me. The worst thing that I ever could do in my life is start reading that Bible for myself. And what I teach everybody to do when you get to this ministry.
Anything?
Even when you come, I say, you get that dang book, you open it up, and you start reading it for yourself.
Yes,
you're going to find out who's true and who's a damn liar.
Yes,
you're going to find out.
Yep.
And then when you do this, get ready.
Yep.
Get ready. You better get ready and first prepare your mind to suffer loss.
Man.
And see, people don't, now let's go over there for a second. Hold there for a second. We'll get back to y'all soon.
Yeah.
Matthew 19. Get ready. Verse 28, teacher. See, they ain't going to tell you that because they're not going to give up any damn thing.
That's true.
They're not going to forsake a damn thing out there.
Nope.
They're going to keep that wicked worldly ass life. You know what? I opened up the refrigerator today. Just coming back from Puerto Rico, right? Open up the refrigerator today. I open it up and I see, I go, is that what I think it is? What? I said, is that goat milk? That's goat milk. For my goat? Yes. Oh! Oh! Give me that shot! Oh! Who in the world get excited over damn goat milk? When Yahshua said a long time ago, and he told Israel, I'm going to move you into a land flowing with milk and honey. You think they were drinking cow milk? They were drinking goat milk, man.
Yes, sir.
Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
I know what goat milk on our little small farm tastes like compared to that shit that they got out there that they call goat milk. Man, I sit down there and drink that goat. I mean, I put it with a shake. I'm like, this is life. Thank you, Father,
thank you
for your provision.
Mind
you, most everybody else thanking for a great thing. I'm thanking them
yeah.
for what you consider a small thing.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, what I got in that refrigerator will cost you $10 a damn half gallon.
Mm.
Our sisters freely go out there and milk the goats, bring it, knock on the door, leave it on the deck, and then it's in the refrigerator. And I get the privilege of getting unpasteurized,
yeah.
unhomogenized.
Yeah.
Come on!
Yes, yes,
no chemicals, no herbicides,
yes,
no pesticides.
Yes, sir. Glory.
Pure, unadulterated, 100% goat milk. I'm like, man,
yes,
see, I'm excited, yeah.
Freeze,
yeah.
Good.
Come on, sir. I know you've been excited about a brand new BMW was in your front yard. I'm excited about that right there.
Yes. Yes.
A BMW is just like any other car. One hunk of iron to another hunk of iron getting to one place to another. That's basically pretty much all. It depends on how you want to get there.
Mm.
Ain't nobody styling but the world.
Oh,
just give me one place to another. But at the same damn time, if I'm a child of the king,
come yes, on,
I done forsook all, come
yes,
on, I done forsaken all,
yeah.
You done made all these promises
yes,
to me, why should I drive a damn Fiat? or them Hugo. Y'all don't know about Hugo, sir. Or them Dotson.
Y'all heard Dotson, sir?
Ain't no, I got to see, I got to see. All the older people, they know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? Watch how I drive a Kia when the king is already going to put me in a chariot. That was an abomination on the earth. I saw the kings walk beside horses and the servants holding them.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Does that make sense now?
Yes, sir.
And you talking about, man, I drove every damn thing under the sun. I drove so much stuff that looked so damn bad. Everybody was laughing. I'm smiling.
Hallelujah.
I'm smiling, singing that song. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I'm a child of the king. Like, you sound the king. Isn't that shit?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Come on.
I was a child king then.
Yeah.
I'm still a child king now.
Yeah.
So why am I a child king now? Because I do have, but I wasn't a child king when I didn't have.
Yeah.
No, I had. I mean, you're out of your damn mind. See, it's the way you compute and calculate the reason.
Yep.
I was talking about the child king. I can say, oh, you want to use it too? Yeah. Ain't that the way it'll teach? We got a damn thing on this earth holding us a shit.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Where? I said, Dotson is now Nissan. Dotson is now Nissan. Man, type in a Dotson 210. Yeah, man. Most people are like, what the? See, I'm telling on my age now. I'm telling my age. I'm telling you. Y'all pulled it up yet? What am I at anyway? What were we at, Matthew?
28
reteach.
And Yeshua said to them.
Truly, let me see this. You got it. Hold on, Jesus. Let me see it. You got it?
I think so.
That's him! That's him! Give it to me here!
Give it to me, baby! Give it to me, baby! Give it to me! Oh! Oh, school!
Definitely different times, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Dodson. Somebody said Dodson is better than a Pinto. Y'all never heard a Pinto. Y'all can't even laugh. Y'all never heard a Pinto now. Man. I get it. See, that let you know, when you have people old enough that transcend generations, that's when you pay attention to what they saying.
Yep.
Because they know something you don't know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Some of you funny as hell. Boss. You know what I always wanted, but never ever got? Either a 69 or a 70, 1970 Chevelle Supersport. I just love them cars, man. Love them cars. Never heard them before? A 1970 Chevelle SS Supersport? Y'all never heard it? Let me just move on here.
Let's get back to the word over here, all right?
All right, Yahshua said in Matthew 19:28, come on.
Yeshua said to them, truly I say unto you, when the Son of Adam sits on the throne of his esteem, you have followed me.
In this regeneration, huh?
In the rebirth.
Come on.
Shall also sit on 12 thrones. Mm-hmm. Judging.
Oh, come on, see.
Judging what?
The 12 tribes of Israel.
Well, you know, I got to stop there for a second.
Right.
So here's Yahshua talking to the apostles. Now, he ain't talking to us. He's talking to them that follow him.
Yes, sir.
He says, you are going to sit on the what? The 12 thrones.
Yes.
Judging the what?
Well,
the 12 tribes of what?
Israel.
Now, hold on. We ain't going to bypass this.
Go ahead. Bring it up.
Well, some of you wicked-ass people out there that don't love the Bible like you say you do. Yah. Let me speak terms y'all know. God. God orchestrated on purpose for Jacob to have four women to bring about 12 sons.
Uh-oh.
To make the 12 tribes of Israel.
Uh-oh.
God did that.
Boom.
God did that. God did that. Himself.
Heavenly Father.
Now get your jack leg. I'm going to hold that. I know I got children here. Believe it or not, I'm going to hold that word right there. Now we'll judge y'all. You took one man, Jacob. Took four women, had 12 sons,
mm-hmm.
Produced the 12 tribes of
Israel.
It's like some of these stupid people today, you know what they do? They say this. The only thing that people think about today is sex. There seems to be a lot in people's minds, don't they? But nobody say that about grandmama who had 15 children.
Right.
How did 15 children come by the grandma didn't have them?
That's true.
Yes, sir. I'm done. Y'all done yet?
Y'all done.
See, the logic and the reasoning. Only the gutter-minded people think about this. Listen, we ain't damn animals.
Come on, mom.
We don't sell anything and have a season of heat.
Come on. That's true.
Come on, Pat. Yeah.
Come on, Pat.
Yeah.
I do this to relieve tension, man, because it's so bad. The mindset of today is so bad.
Yes.
You gonna accuse grandma of being a hoe?
Mm.
She had 15, 20 damn children. Come by one woman. She's in perpetual pregnancy. You gonna accuse her of all she did was have sex? I mean, I'm sorry. A woman have 15 children. She's on her back feet up. I'm sorry. That's all it is.
That's
true.
Real.
That's all it is. She popping them things out.
True.
You see, the problem is you people ain't got pure minds.
That's it. Come on, shut up. Watch.
You could damn ratchet over here to have six children. And she is ratchet. Six children by six different baby daddies. And you'll say that the only thing that men want today is sex. But you got grandpa and grandma make 15 children. Nobody ever says that.
Right.
And today, none of us can are anywhere close to producing 15 children.
Wow.
Out of four or five women.
Wow.
Never mind. Never damn mind. Can we do it? Oh, yeah, we can do it. You see what I'm talking about? We've been so far removed from our culture that we let these damn wicked-ass Gentiles who don't know shit to try to tell us the way we should be living our life under our culture. Well, now, damn it, guess what? I can read and I can write.
Praise God.
I can comprehend. You ain't going to tell me what the hell the scriptures say. Now, I can comprehend from my own
glory.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Father.
Mm-hmm. Let's get back to this book. Matthew 19:28. Come on, teach.
29.
Oh, 29? Read on.
And everyone.
Oh, whoa. And everyone?
Mm-hmm.
That don't include y'all out there. Because you ain't did this.
Come on.
Oh, you people, you ain't done it. Don't even, you so-called Hebrew Israelites. IUIC, ISUPK, GOCC, all the rest of it. Y'all throw this away. Wipe it out of the book. Because y'all ain't going to do this. You damn Christians, damn sure ain't going to do this. Jesus said, and everyone that what?
Left houses, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive 100-fold.
I brought teacher. And we don't receive 100-fold? Damn, it's more than 100-fold.
Yes.
Now, I'm serious. He definitely is giving us 100-fold. Look, if you left all, you got zero, and now we got what? Listen, when we came to this, we didn't have 1 acre of land. Just on this land alone, we have 101 acres. Is that not 100-fold?
Yes, sir. True.
That's not including all the other areas and other places. Shall, and you receive 100-fold and
shall inherit
what?
Everlasting life.
Oh, we good. We in. We in. Just by obedience alone, we in.
Obedience alone.
We in. All we doing is inviting you. Come on into this with this king right here. He good.
Yeah.
Ooh. This is a good husband right here.
Yeah.
Oh, man, he a good husband. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Man, I'll recruit you. Come on.
I'll recruit you.
Come on in.
Yeah.
And then he said, and many what?
But many who are first shall be last.
And don't assume that that means your ass going to get in. You got to follow.
Mm-hmm.
Predicated on this. Read.
And the last thus.
I mean, it's the king of the universe. You couldn't script it no better. That's why his words are so powerful. That's why when you speak his words, that's why they want to kill you the same way they did him. Because all you're doing is repeating what he said. And the same devil that was in the people back then is in the same devil that's in the people today. Right? Don't take it personally. No, that's why I don't really take it personally. Didn't I have a conversation with you earlier today? I said, man, I really, son, I don't give a damn about what optics look like. Y'all know me about it. I don't really give a shit. They're going to say what they're going to say, do what they're going to do. But I promise you, I'm just. I'm living just and true. I don't give a shit what shit look like. But I know one thing. I know those who know the book, who know me as a man, they'll know.
Yes, sir.
I'm not concerned with them that are without. Only those that are
come on within.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Go back to John 8. What we at over here? Let's just bring this home.
45.
And Jesus is all up in their ass right now.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He letting them have it. Gloves off. It's bare knuckle right now.
Yes, sir.
Bare knuckle. Read on.
And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not.
Is that not the same thing that's going on today?
Yeah.
all we doing is telling you the real Jesus, but you don't receive us. Come on.
Which of you?
Uh-oh.
Convince me of this.
Now, we can't talk like that. Only he can talk like that. He said, if I've done any damn thing wrong, if I'm living wrong, if I'm talking wrong, anything wrong, come on, judges. From sinner. Read.
And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that is of Yah, here's Yah's word.
Y'all get it now, right?
Yes.
Look, there is only a remnant. There's only a remnant.
Man.
If you are of Yah, you will hear his words. And you know what most people can't get past today? They can't get past the veneer of the way you present things. Even if you, listen, people are so jacked up today that even if you presented it the way that you could serve it up to them the way that they want.
Right.
But because it's the word, they can't accept it. I don't care how you serve it up. They can't accept it. In any way, shape, or form. They can't do it because they are not of Yah. Now, you want to talk about taking it personally? Yah just took this personally.
That's right.
Read.
You therefore hear them not, because you are not of Yah. Then answered the Jews.
Oh, here they come. Here they come. They coming now. They come. Ringo. Oh, Ringo, bless you, my brother. Pastor Dow is official. Keep preaching. All praises to the Most High Yah, peace and blessings to the chat, Mods, and Straightway Fan Ringo TV Reactions, my brother. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Glory to the King. I'm glad that you're here. I'm truly glad that you're here, my brother. That's one brother that ain't drinking the damn Kool-Aid of YouTube internet. He sat there and weighed the evidence. He would make videos and say, Ringo TV, pass it out, exposed. And then he would say, oh, y'all thought I was going to get on here and talk about Pastor Dow. I'm going to talk about him, all right? I'm going to talk about the truth that they doing and what y'all ain't doing.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to the King.
Glory to the King.
Man, those people know truth, man.
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you, man, I go back a long way with Ringo. Because I remember when Ringo was running around chasing Cleflo Dollar. They were serious deep in Christianity. Am I lying, Ringo? He was just in truth, just wanted to know truth. Come to find out the dollar was a damn jackleg. Man, he went in both feet. Damn liars. Your man of truth. Your man of truth now. He said facts. There it is.
Huh?
Facts. Huh? And he's been on YouTube 2 years longer than I have.
Wow.
Ringo old school, man. He's been around a while. Bless you, my brother. Israel strong. Glory to the King. Come on, Jesus. Let's get big. Come on, let's get back with it. Where are we at?
48.
Read.
Then answered the Jews and said unto
him. So what did the Yehudim say to him?
Say we not well.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Watch this.
Say we not well that you are a Samaritan.
You know what they're doing right now, right? You are a half-breed. That's basically what he's saying. You are a damn half-breed. You ain't even full-blooded.
Right.
So when they use Samaritan, that's basically what he's saying.
Right.
Read on.
And have a devil?
Come on.
Jesus answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father. And you dishonor me. I seek not my own glory. There is one that seeks and judges. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying.
This is serious. This is, if a man do what?
Keep my.
If a man do what?
Keep my saying.
If a man do what? Keep my what?
My saying.
What did he say?
He shall never see death.
He shall never.
Yeah.
shall never
ever.
Never.
Come on.
Ever last.
Come on.
Read.
This said the Jews unto him.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Now. We know you have a devil.
Y'all hear that? Now, wait a minute. Y'all seeing all this swinging back and forth? Everybody calling each other disparaging names and comments, pointing fingers and that. They are in the heat of the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Now we know you got a devil. They hit it. And all these people are sitting around watching. They're like, Pastor Don, invite all you cowards out there of all these damn camps, all you Christians. Let's get it off.
Yeah.
Let's get it off. That's Marvin Gaye, isn't it? Let's get on. Sugar. Let's get it on. On, baby. Y'all don't know nothing about this stuff, man. Anyway, come on.
Now we know.
Now you know what? What do you know?
Abraham is dead.
Abraham is what?
Abraham is dead.
Abraham is what?
Dead.
Listen, y'all sure is getting ready to go in.
Ooh, come on.
He's already in.
Oh, yeah.
He's in. And mind you, the people, they don't know what the hell's on. They're looking like this.
Yeah. Right.
They're trying to figure it all out. They're in a stupor.
Yeah.
These Pharisees, they know what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all sure know exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
Man, we got a battle of the titans right here. Come on.
Abraham is dead and the prophets. And you say, if a man keep my saying, he shall never taste the death?
Ooh, come on.
Are you greater than our father Abraham?
The Pharisees asked the ultimate question, because you keep on referring to Abraham. You keep on talking about Abraham. We hear you, these dumbass people around here. They don't get you. We hear you. We hear you.
Yep.
So we're going to bring it out. All this time you've been talking about before Abraham.
Yep.
Yeah, you have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have. So, David, we got a question we're going to ask you. Are you greater? Are you greater than our father, Abraham? He's gone.
Mm-hmm. And the prophets are dead.
Which what?
And who makes you yourself?
You make yourself greater than all of these. Here come the Acona, here come the Cena, here come the nuclear fire mushroom.
Yeah.
You can see it from afar. It's coming.
Yes, sir.
It's coming.
Boy.
Three.
Jesus, that's it.
Whoa. Jesus answered, and look what he said. First thing he did, took the place of truth and humility. Read.
If I honor myself.
Y'all hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Which most of you damn people out there, you want everybody to honor you. You're looking for the lamentations and notoriety of men rather than the Father.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be recognized of men rather than the Father. The book says a man's gift will make room for him and bring him before great men. That's what the book says. But you want to make a way out of no way. That's what you want to do. You want people to see your damn intentions rather than your footprint.
Mm. Mm. I mean, come on.
You get that shit. That shit ain't happening straightway.
I mean.
In no way take that as a fall. It ain't happening.
Come on. Footprint. Yes, sir.
You better hear me.
Yes, sir.
And listen real good. Read on.
If I honor myself, my honor is nothing.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
Listen. Y'all very rarely hear me talk about myself at all. But if I do, in my new form, it ain't shit. It don't mean a damn thing. We're here to exalt him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because without him, we can't do nothing. And we are nothing without him.
Oh, hallelujah.
We ain't shit without him. Read.
It is my Father that honors me. Mm.
Come on, Jesus.
Of whom you say... He is your Elohim.
Do y'all understand how serious this is?
Yes, sir.
Here we go.
Yet.
Verse 55, come on.
Yet you have not known him, but I know him. If I should say,
I know him not.
Here come the word. Here come the word.
I'm going to sling it around.
Yes, sir.
Watch this.
I shall be a liar.
Pastor Anthony is a liar. Pastor Anthony is a liar. All the black Hebrew is white camps. All the camps, y'all liars. All you Christians, you damn so liars. All of y'all, I don't care what shape Pastor form you come in. You all of your father and devil, you all are damn funky-ass liars. You're all liars.
Yes, I mean.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, Jesus sitting there right here telling these scribes and Pharisees who the gurus of the day. If I say it, I don't know the Father, then I'm going to be just like you, a damn liar. But I do know him. Hold on. Israel, a vision. Thank you, Pastor. Thy words cannot describe, so let my actions show the money don't amount to the Holy Spirit. Blessing to you, the men of Yah. Glory to the King. All praises to the Most High. Y'all, thank you for your donation, my brother.
Hallelujah.
Israel out there.
Yes,
Israel really listening.
Yes, sir.
And everybody that listen, and for all you people out there straight, well, y'all don't get it. We're not trying to get any damn body. We only are going to draw the people who Yah has ordained to eternal life. Because, listen, all males can't handle this word today. They don't have the intestinal fortitude. They don't have the chutzpah. They got enough hair on their balls to handle this. They can't do it. They cannot do it.
Yep.
This is only for those who have already been predetermined. Come on.
Yeah.
They have already been ordained. They have the spirit inside of them.
Glory. Yeah.
No, it's real talk.
Real talk. Yes. Beautiful.
Israel means yes. Is, yes, he is real.
Yes.
What we had to teach? 55.
But I know him and keep his saying.
He does what?
Keep his.
Right. In other words, he's very obedient to the Father.
Yes, sir.
Now, here it is. We said all that to get to this point. Yeah, it's coming.
Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day.
Wait. He put an ownership on his day? He put an ownership on his day? Who talks like that today, man?
Woo! Come on.
Nobody in the history and the annals of man has ever talked like
Woo!
That.
This man, hey, come on, Chef.
There have been many people say, I am a God.
Right.
But they have never talked like this. Yeah. Not like this. Woo!
Come on.
He backed Abraham again. He's been on their ass about Abraham all this time. I mean, y'all ask about Abraham right now.
Yes, sir.
He said, Abraham rejoiced to see my day. You know what he's saying, right? Abraham rejoiced to see Melchizedek. King of Salem.
Yeah. Wow.
Ooh.
Yep.
Now, about these scribes and Pharisees, they ain't stupid now. They know how they understand clearly what he's saying. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he what? He saw it, and what?
And was glad.
He was glad. When he seen me come over there saying,
yeah.
Dude. Come on, walking towards him. He was glad. Come on.
Then said the Jews unto him, you're not yet 50 years old.
Now, wait a minute. See, all these old geezers. All of them over 50. You ain't even 50. And you taught them this shit? You can have. It ain't no whatever. You ain't even 50 and you talking like this. You are not yet 50 years old. And then listen to the question they ask.
And have you seen Abraham? Away.
And what?
Jesus said unto this. Verily.
Truly. That's what verily means.
True.
Verily means truly. It ain't verily.
Rabbi is truly, truly, I
say unto you.
Before Abraham was, I am.
Woo!
Now never, ever, ever search the scriptures. Search them. There's never ever been another man that has ever made that statement, I am. Only one.
So?
Only one in Exodus 3:13. Only one.
I am.
Only one in Isaiah 44, verse 8.
Yeah.
Only one. Isaiah 45, verse 5. Only
yes, sir.
One.
One.
Oh. Only
one.
Yeah. Before Abraham was, I am the Alpha and Omega.
Hell no! We the redeemer of God!
Redeemer of God! Come on!
So wake
Hallelujah. They tried to. Yep.
Let me tell y'all something. I'm sure,
mm-hmm.
that death is pretty damn painful.
Yes, sir.
But I can tell you this. I know that he said, I'll never leave you.
Yes.
Nor forsake you.
Yes.
All you got to do is stand with me.
Yes, sir.
You walk through the fire, I'm going to be there.
Yes, sir.
They throw you in a furnace, I'm going to still be there.
Yes, sir.
I will not leave you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forsake you.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
He proved it to us when Stephen said he looked up in the heaven.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. I see Jesus.
Yes, yes sir.
You see what I mean?
Yes, come on.
This is what people don't get.
Yeah. Man.
They don't get. You stand flat foot, come on. Unapologetically. And you stick on his word. You stand on his word.
Yes.
So what they throw your ass in a line then?
Come on.
He going to be there.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You ain't going to be burned. You ain't going to drown.
Come on.
But you got to stand.
That's it.
You ain't going to know what it is until you stand.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
Come on. Most people got too much fear in front of them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they can't exercise faith.
Man.
We have got to have the same testimony. Look, King. You can blow that damn belt from all your ass want.
That's it.
We still ain't bound. I don't give a damn. Even if he don't deliver us.
Yeah. Even if he
don't. I'm going to be delivered from your ass. You see what I mean?
Yes,
it's a mindset. It's an attitude.
Yes.
It's though you've been born again and been redeemed.
Yes,
no,
sir.
Oh, my.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
We
yes, sir.
Have.
Yes, sir.
We
yes,
have.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. And remember the word. The suffering of the present
man.
Not
on.
Even
word.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
The capacity was going to be revealed to those of that love Yah.
God.
Woo.
Word. Come on.
Man.
Come on.
You mumbles to damn suffer for eternity.
Mm-hmm.
Man, ain't nothing on
mm-hmm.
that. That's how we know we got experience.
Yes,
on.
Sir.
Truth.
Yes.
We don't talk like you weak-ass men do.
Nope.
There ain't no compromise in it. We here. We
yes,
here,
sir.
Daddy. We
yes,
here.
Yes,
we here.
We here. Come on.
Yes, sir.
Man.
Yes, sir. Come on. Come on. And verse 59 of chapter 8.
Then they took they up stones to cast at him.
Mm-hmm.
But Messiah hid himself.
Uh-huh.
And went out of the temple. Going through the midst of them and so passed by.
They looking for him and can't even see him. They want to kill him. Told y'all, damn, just like your damn
yes,
daddy.
Sir. Yes, you did.
Just like your
yep.
daddy.
Murderers.
Damn murderers. Couldn't handle it. Now, that's the man, Jesus Christ.
Yes,
right.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a beautiful battle.
Yeah.
Great word.
No, I'm going to follow this for somebody like him.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to pattern myself
more,
after him.
Yeah. Come on. Hallelujah.
Ooh, boy. You know it's a good night tonight. Because it went down from way up, and now it's down a just 300, 700.
You.
That's good, isn't it?
No.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Good.
Yep.
Got rid of all the shit.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
And we here.
We here.
So, all of you so-called ministers out there, you know, it's the topic of biblical Hebrew marriages, nobody even will talk about it no more.
Mm.
They can't defend their lives any longer.
Hallelujah.
Some of these books done got so bold they even call Yah Center.
Mm.
Even called the people that are listening to faith chapter of Hebrews sinners. Walking in sin, living in sin. Go read Jeremiah 3:8. Go read Ezekiel 23. You're going to find out what Yah says. And not only that, Jesus even gave you a parable of 10 virgins. 5 wise, 5 foolish. In the kingdom, there's going to be one husband. There's going to be a great multitude of brides.
Praise God. Mm-hmm.
Israel, you ain't done nothing in vain over here. But I'm going to give you the words of wisdom.
Yes,
be
be not weary
yes.
in well doing.
Yes.
For in due mm-hmm. season you shall reap.
Yes.
If,
yes. Yes.
predicated
yes.
on,
yes.
if
yes.
you faint yes. not.
Yes,
and we got too many people fainting. But those of us who are ordained to eternal life, we ain't fighting.
Oh, yeah. No.
Because give up the fight over here.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Wow. Shim your house. That's what they say.
Mm-hmm.
We here.
Yes, sir.
Listen, Israel. If you're going to get clear on a lot of things, you may find it hard to believe what we're saying, but the only thing that is actually going to give peace to that mind is when you burn that midnight oil. You've got to sit down, open up those scriptures,
mm-hmm.
and spend some time
yes,
with the King.
Yes, sir.
The Holy Spirit will come in and minister to you.
Yes.
That's when he says, you don't have no need for no man to teach you. You're all going to know
yes.
me from the least until the greatest. You got to do it. Once you do it, then you're going to know them that are his.
Yes.
That's the only way you're going to do it. But you have to apply yourself. You can't just go off of what somebody says. You've got to know him for yourself.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
So anyway, with all that said, see y'all tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Be the Father's will. We enjoyed y'all being here tonight. We got a pastor in here, too. Ah, glory to the King. Hope you're hearing, Pastor. Hey, let me say this. I've had a couple of Gentile friends. One was Pastor Joe Fox, and the other was Teacher Eric. And it's amazing how that when they wanted to come to truth, they came over here the straight way. But they don't never mention to anybody how they got to this truth. The dishonor is crazy.
Very much so.
What is that? They don't even want to, now they don't even want to mention on my name. A person that put them on the map and led them the truth. Y'all sent them to me. I didn't go to come to them.
True.
And y'all heard me and the integrity of my heart. Have I not mentioned every single man that has had some form of influence in my life?
Yes, sir.
Have I not?
Yes, sir.
I mentioned them. And you didn't hear me disparage their names. I didn't talk about them and mention them. What is this spirit of today to where we're going to just go away? Have all of Israel believing and thinking that we're still part of what we're not part of. You understand what I mean? And everybody's so-called listening. Well, what is the honor? Where is the honor? What kind of men are them?
Very true.
Are they really truly men, though?
True. Good question.
Think about that, brother. Are they really truly men? So you want to have all Israel believing that? They get, and mind you, neither one of them could tell you what was so wrong or why they left. Or why they discontinue fellowship. What kind of friend is that?
Yes,
if they do that to me as a friend, you people that are so-called around them, what kind of friend do you think you have?
Yes, sir. Very real.
I mean, the book says there's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother.
Yes.
And there's a friend that loveth at all times. What is that? Now they're even ashamed to even mention my name. A man that showed them and led them to the truth. What is that? I need somebody to tell me, what is that? What is that? Does that make sense? Now imagine, I'm good. Either way it goes. And they all end up back into their secular Christianity movement. No power, no strength,
no spiritual might, no understanding. They go back to just teaching. Just like the book says. In other words, he's right. Pride, you got that right. Pride going before destruction, the Holy Spirit before fall. Mm-hmm. Straight up pride. So, man, I like talking to men. Straight up, face to face, eyeball to eyeball. These ain't men, these are cowards. I don't give a shit what they say they done in life. I don't give you down special forces, special shit. You ain't shit. You ain't shit. Ain't nothing about your shit. Ain't none of y'all worth shit. You damn cowards. You ain't Israel in any way, shape, fashion, or form. You can't be. Israel don't deal like it. They don't walk like that. You see what I'm talking about? And you got Mom Cynthia sitting right over here. Mike sends his wife over there, and she's still talking shit about us. Talking shit about me. I'm the one that lay hands on her, that y'all use this as a vessel to take the damn blackness or darkness of 30 years of smoking of lung cancer out of your ass and heal you. And you talking shit about me? I'm the one that labored with you for 30 and 45 minutes, and y'all performed that miracle. Blessed be the name of Jesus.
Blessed be the name of Jesus.
This your son didn't do. You didn't go to your son. You came here.
True.
And you think your reward in the kingdom is going to be because you ignoring the voice of the man of God in this generation that y'all's using? Man, you out of your damn mind. See, this is how men talk. So, if I'm so wrong, Joe Fox, PJ, if I'm so wrong, Eric Robinson, we can have a civil discussion. Let's put it all out there on the video. We all sit around a round table and let's see what kind of men of integrity you are. Oh, Eric Robinson wouldn't have a family unless I rebuked him and told him what to do about his wife. This you couldn't do yourself. You had to come off the strength of a man. She finally got your ass, didn't she? Wearing you out. Oh, I gotta finish this on this, man. I gotta put it out there. I can't let everybody think that everything is all case or raw, sirrah, whatever would be, would be. We good. Now I done talk. Shall we begin? Oh yeah, I'm giving you one more. Give me a nightcap. Well, y'all see how we talk? Is that Israel deal? So if I'm some type of wicked ass man, why ain't I running away with my head stuck between my ass, hiding? Come on, let's get real. Let's get real. See what I'm talking about? So the wicked do flee. When no man pursued, but the righteous are still to this day as bold as a lion. See, if I don't at least say something on this, y'all make sure y'all soundbite this for the last 3 or 4 minutes and send it to him. Then I'll be less than a damn man then. It's fortunate that it came up in my mind and my spirit at the end of this. Otherwise, I wouldn't even ever thought about it. Got to be something still in the heart. Answer this. Answer this. Let's see who got some damn integrity. You know the reason why they won't answer? Because there's no truth in the air. They ain't got no truth in the air. That is the reason why they don't answer. They're thereby showing you how wicked and nefarious they are. So other than that, hey, let's go, Israel. So y'all have just seen the revolutionary, the man, Yahshua HaMashiach, how he dealt personally with the religious leaders of his day. Y'all know about the man, Christ Jesus, now?
Yes, sir.
Oh, how we love him.
Oh, hallelujah.
We love it.
Yes.
Looking forward to seeing y'all in the morning, all right? So with that said, we bless y'all in the sweet presence of this strong and victorious and mighty overcoming name of our soon coming King Yahshua HaMashiach,
yes.
Jesus the Christ. Shabbat Shalom, Israel, the King. And I said, the King.
Yes.
And the Philippines said, Shabbat Shalom. And the King.
Yes,
is coming.
Indeed.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Bless y'all, Israel.
Bless you.
Bless you.